Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Yeah, Second Date Update. While Katie worries about the legal with this whole contest thing, we are going to do a Second Date Update, and we are going to talk to Viv. Good morning, Viv. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. All right, so you're ready to do this thing?
Yes. And don't worry, I'm going to get you guys really hyped up for this thing.
You're going to get us hyped up. You're going to bring the hype. This is always a plus because I feel like every day we kind of need this. It can always be a little bit of a disaster. So go ahead. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know that you two are the best at this. And you're going to call Joe.
Okay.
And he's going to give you some, you know, dumb excuse for why he hasn't texted me back. At which point, you're going to show him the error of his ways,
yes.
And we're
going to
get that second date.
Yes, I love that attitude. I love it.
Thank you. You know, I think these things often depend on how you go into them mentally.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Like if you approach it thinking that it's going to be awkward or it's going to be some sort of train wreck, then that's what it's going to become, you know, and because we're all creators of our own lives, you know, and collectively our consciousness is creating the world we live in. So I choose not to live in negativity 24/7.
Love it.
Yeah. It's going to go great. It's going to be one big misunderstanding. We're going to all laugh about it as we plan that second date. And who knows? We could even fall in love and get married.
Viv.
Like, together forever.
Viv, you are taking this way too far. But I like what you're manifesting today. We'll all just choose to believe that is going to be the case. So how did you all meet, you and Joe?
My friend introduced me. They both bartend together. So, you know, I'd seen him once or twice when I'd go hang out with her at work. And I always thought he was really cute. And the thing is, I guess he's really shy. So I kind of stalked him on Insta for a bit. And then I slid into those DMs to secure the date.
Look at you, a little misconfidence. So do you think it's possible he might not have appreciated you being so forward?
I mean, I guess I could have sat and waited for, you know, who knows how long for him to actually grow a pair and make that move. And, you know, but... I don't have that much patience.
Okay.
I know what I want. So I did my thing and he said yes.
Okay. Well, what did y'all do on the date?
Well, I went to the bar and I hung out with him and I got to know him a little bit while he was, you know, slanging those drinks.
Okay. That doesn't really sound like a date though. Like typically you go out and then, you know, then we do the second date.
I know. I kind of lied in my email a little bit.
Oh,
you know,
Viv.
I embellished it because it's not like we didn't have a date planned. We did. We had several, in fact. But, you know, for the first one, he got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then we rescheduled, but his mom got sick. And now, you know, I'm just not hearing back from him at all. Like, I knew that if I didn't fit the formula, you wouldn't call him for me.
You straight up deceived us, but...
Kind of.
I don't like that, Viv. But look, either way, it does sound like you're getting the runaround. Now, are you sure his mom's okay? Like, are we certain about this?
Oh, I think so. Mm. I mean, my friend hasn't said anything about him not showing up to work or anything.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, she hasn't really been talking to him very much lately at all, obviously. So I can't be sure, but I'm at a loss. Like, everything was great until it wasn't. So I want to get this thing solved so we can go out on a second date. Which is, I guess, also the first date.
I'm going to have to make a judgment call on this. Actually, this isn't a judgment call. Like, I don't have time. We've got to get to this. We've still got to deal with the rest of this Luke Combs thing. So we're going to roll with it. We're going to get him on the phone, and we're going to see what Joe's side of the story is next, okay?
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Well, we heard from Viv. Viv is something, man. Not only did she lie to us, but man, she is very enthusiastic about trying to lock down a first date with Joe. But it seems like there might be some lack of interest there. So let's figure out what's going on. Joe, are you there?
Well, hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man? This is Second Date Update. Joe, are you familiar with this premise?
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Okay. All right. Well, I will lay it out for you. We have an all expenses paid second date package for you if you agree to go out with a person of our choice.
Is this with Amanda?
No, actually, it's not with Amanda.
You guys might have the wrong guy because that's the only person I've been on a date with recently.
Well, there is a girl that you agreed to go on a first date with until all manner of hell broke loose and you started making excuses.
Oh, yikes. You mean Viv?
That is who I'm talking about, Viv. So is there any reason that you changed your mind so fast?
Yeah, dude, she's got crazy eyes.
What? I've got what?
But real quick. She has been on the phone listening. She wanted to know, obviously, what the excuses were about. Joe, can you explain the crazy eyes thing for me? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, why am I not surprised by that? So, yeah, I guess I work with a friend. She looked vaguely familiar, but even still, I felt like she popped into my DMs kind of out of the blue. She asked if I wanted to go out sometime. On first glance, she was cute, but when I clicked on her profile to see more, it was instant, man. Crazy eyes.
Well, what does that mean is what I'm asking you. Is there like an eye patch situation? Like, what are we talking about?
No. You know how they say eyes are windows to the soul or whatever?
Right.
There's also windows to, like, nothing. Like, the void, the darkness, the crazy. Like, I've ignored it in the past, and it's always a mistake. Always. Don't ignore the signs just because the girl is hot.
Huh.
Like, think about all the crazy girls in your life, and I can guarantee you they've all got the exact same eyes.
Oh, my God. This is complete I can't believe it. This is not real. You think I'm crazy because my eyes look a certain way?
Yo, Viv, you can wear like a badge of honor knowing that you strike fear into the hearts of men.
Oh,
you're a total catch.
Oh.
And I know guys are exclusively into the crazy eyes thing, so don't worry, but it's just not for me.
Can you just stop saying that I have crazy eyes? I'm not crazy.
Oh, I know for certain you're crazy. I've seen it. Your eyes in every picture are like a billboard for crazy. It's like intense stare with a blankness at the same time. Reminds me of like the Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs?
Dude, guys, I can message you a picture to her page. You can take a look for yourself. Like, tell me this girl isn't going to be like 10 tons of nuts.
Okay, well, first of all, go ahead and send one because I do want to evaluate this. It's interesting that you bring this up, man, because now I'm starting to think about it. And I do think there might be something to this. I kind of know what you're talking about. Are there any examples of like celebs? Maybe people would instantly recognize people that have crazy eyes.
Oh yeah, tons. Dude. Amber Heard, AOC, Kate Beckinsale. Off the top of my head.
This is completely sexist. Seriously, you're sitting here thinking I'm crazy without ever meeting me? That is such garbage.
Well, no, it's not sexist. Dudes have them too. But besides all that, you haven't stopped blowing me up trying to get me on a date with a guy you bumped into a couple of times. And now we're on Frito and Katie.
This is true.
So I rest my case.
I think that's strong.
Yeah, you're crazy. Again, some guys are into that because they like to play with fire, but I'm not about that life. I'm reformed. And yes, based on your eyes, you are 10,000% insane.
Well, you know what? Based on your words, you're 100% 10,000 times a jerk.
I'm not going to ask about a second date. Obviously, we're not going to have a second date.
Are you kidding?
This is fascinating.
I revoke my request in the first place.
Well, this
crazy
is
crazy act.
Viv, I'm sorry this didn't work out, but thank you guys so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.